Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay. Hello, everyone.
Aloha.
Aloha. If you're listening to this, it means, I don't even know where I'm going with this. It means I'm in Hawaii, and I'm very happy about it. We had planned to go to Hawaii in March of last year, and we all know how that turned out. It didn't. And now we're back. We're trying. Second time's a charm. Welcome to another mini episode of Do You Think You Should Spot It? I'm your host, Caroline Moss, and this is my co-host, Jackie J from
What's
Nash
Up?
Beauty.
What's
and
up?
We just are here to talk about, we're keeping it short, sweet, light, bright, and tight. We're talking about our favorite things, our must packs when we travel. It never felt appropriate to do travel episodes in the last year because no one was going anywhere. People like wouldn't even go get their mail from the mailbox. So we're back, and I have a lot of racks. Last week was part one. It was stuff to bring on the plane. We talked about the airplane mode travel set for $45 from Wander Beauty. We talked about being proactive and downloading your favorite shows and movies onto your phone so that you don't have to F with the Wi-Fi on the plane. And you don't have to get your movie interrupted every time that pesky flight attendant wants to make an announcement like this plane is going down, grab
right.
your oxygen.
You
can't be bothered. You can't be bothered.
Oxygen, but at least you got to see what happened on Gossip Girl.
Yeah. XOXO. And
they were
and
like, there was only one death of the whole flight after we landed in the ocean. Everyone, it was a woman who was watching Gossip Girl.
Refused
on an
to
iPad.
Take out her AirPods, kept giving the finger as yes. those oxygen masks dropped.
Didn't get the memo that the flight was crashing.
So you know what? Download movies at your own risk, you guys. We can't
That's
be
true.
Responsible for all of your crazy behavior. And we talked about the foot hammock. And now we're back. We're gonna talk about the things that we pack in our bags, in our suitcases. Jackie, are you a bag checker?
Oh, not at all.
Okay,
I avoid it at all costs.
Same. Great.
I avoid it at all costs. I am the lightest packer you've ever seen. When I go on trips, used to go on trips with groups of my friends, I would be the only one without a giant bag full of like 75 outfits.
Will you come help me pack for this trip? Oh,
yeah.
By the way, surprise, a little behind the scenes. I haven't left for the
yeah.
trip yet. We're recording ahead
yes.
of time. I need your help. I need to make a list. I'm an overpacker. There's this
yeah.
tweet of that was going around a few months ago that I loved, and it was like, you know, me at home wearing the same three shirts over and over again, me packing for a trip. Should I bring three French horns or four? which is extremely me. I
yeah.
never know what to bring. I panic. Dan says, like, it'll take me 12 hours to pack. I just
yeah.
I panic, so I need your help. I don't like checking, so it has to go in a carry-on.
Yeah.
But especially for a place like Hawaii where I've never been, I really don't know what to bring, even though I know the only thing I'm gonna wear is t-shirts and bike shorts, and then I'll have some like going to dinner outfits and I'll have my bathing suit, and that's really all I need.
Say a caftan or two.
Yep,
if you can
got
swing it.
It
I mean, why not, right?
I do
when
love a caftan
Rome.
When in Rome. And mm-hmm. the Hawaii is the Rome of Hawaii,
That's
as
true.
They say.
It sure is.
So what do you bring, if you bring anything at all, what do you bring on your trips that you can't, you know, go anywhere without?
Okay. My first one is this, which Caroline gets to see what it is. And just kind of, what would you assume this was, Caroline?
It looks like perfume.
Right. So if you saw this in the bag, you would think, oh, Jackie has brought a fragrance.
Yeah.
This is actually poo-pourri. They sell a little discreet package. And if you're like me, I like to keep it sexy on trips, usually, unless I'm traveling with my parents or something. I like to keep it sexy. And we all know hotel rooms famously have one bathroom, right?
That's right.
And your body might be a little off from the travel, from the time zones. You don't know what's going to happen if you're like me, but I'm ready with this poopery, beautiful and discreet. If I feel a rumble coming along, you spray some of this in the toilet, nobody's even going to know that anything happened. You can take your little feminine poopy. No one will know. And you just walk out with it and it'll look like, oh, I just happened to refresh my perfume like a lady.
That is so genius.
And, you know, not everyone's as uncomfortable with shitting as I am.
Sure.
Some of you are probably like, you don't want anyone to smell your shit. Who cares?
Right.
But I like to keep things sexy. I'm a divorcee. I'm remarried. You know, somebody had to get it together over
right.
here.
Right. Sure. I love it. She's like, honestly, she's just waving in front of the camera. I'm thinking back, you know, how long have you and your husband been together? Not married, because I know the answer. How many? Two years?
2 years, yeah.
And Dan and I have been together now for 7. And I will say, really could have used that on our first mm-hmm. vacation together to Mexico, mm-hmm. where Montezuma got quite the revenge on both of us.
Yep.
And, you know, obviously we're married now. It didn't ruin the trip and it didn't ruin the rest of our lives. But like that was a test for everyone, because that was horrible.
I just think that using a restroom right after anyone, I don't care who it is, if there's an odor in the air, it is a little upsetting.
It's true. It's just a lot. I mean, it's definitely not like from a body shame point.
Yeah,
like,
not at all.
But you're sharing a space.
Yes.
And it's like, it's not even embarrassed or not. It's just good manners and like,
right.
and like polite to leave the bathroom in better condition.
You know, maybe
than you
it's
found
my
it.
Southern DNA. I don't know what it is, but if you happen to be poop shy, I recommend this. And if you want, you can make your own, because poopery is just essential oils mixed together.
Is that true?
Is. I mean, pretty much. I don't have the ingredients in front of me, but that's what makes the oils drink the smell. You put it in the toilet and it creates sort of like a little blob of oil, and
shocking,
it's safe for
me.
The water and everything. It sucks the scent up and creates a barrier between the air and the water with the oil.
Okay, chemist much? Like,
it
are
really
you a
works.
Scientist?
I'm sure scientists listening are like, that's not how
that's
it works.
Not how
it's
works.
Absolutely false.
Many scientists, if you're a scientist, actually, I was going to joke and say many scientists listen to Gina Gang's Just Bought It, but it just occurred to me that there probably are some of you
no,
who are scientists.
No, there definitely are.
There definitely are. So, like, please reach out if that's true, false. But
please do.
Similar to, like, me, not Jackie, not knowing that you could always download shows to your phone, I didn't know that essential oils did that with poop.
Yeah, I really think it's nice. And, you know, this is also, because it's so discreet looking, you could carry it in your purse if you're really poop shy.
Yeah.
Or if you happen to have IBS, or you're having a hard time on vacation because something got off, it's really nice. Because sometimes I've had to take horrific shits all over the world.
Oh.
I had food poisoning at the Louvre.
Wow, memories.
And there
memories.
Was a long line. And I felt horrible for the lady who had to go in after me. I just felt horrible. If I had had this, I wouldn't have felt so bad.
Sure. I mean, also, this thing is so small. It's literally like a perfume atomizer. And it's like, it shouldn't even just be for travel. Like, I think as a population, mm-hmm. let's normalize carrying around tiny poopery's with us.
I think so, too.
Everywhere we go, life will be better for everyone.
I agree.
That's just being part of the human race.
I agree. You know, we all
I'm impressed
help out.
By that. And now, and I can still get one before I leave. I know I've confused you all. I said, I'm in Hawaii, but I'm
That's
actually
right.
still at home.
What's happening?
I said,
I'm
last
so
time we talked about this, but that was actually 5 minutes ago, the way that we're recording this. But like, look, you guys, it's just the Zoom where it happens. Things are crazy in here. And no one else was in the Zoom where it happens. Okay, I'm obsessed with that and I want it. Maybe I'll just put essential oil into mine and see if it works.
I know they do have these on Amazon.
Okay.
The poopery. I don't know what it's called. I'm sure you will sleuth it because you are so good at links.
Of course.
But it is sort of like their discreet spray or something.
That is so freaking smart,
because it would be embarrassing. Let's say you're on a solo trip with your, you know, you're finding yourself, Eat Pray Love, and you bump into someone and you're like, oh, excuse me, and your bag goes everywhere. Maybe he's a hunk, maybe his name's Fabrizio, maybe you're in Italy.
Fabrizio
helping you pick up items and he picks up the poopery,
right?
But this, he'll just think, oh, an alluring woman with a signature
Coco Chanel.
Scent.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly, mademoiselle.
He'll be like, hey, ma'am, you have dropped your pupille. And then he turns away.
Pepe Le Pew. You're right. It is very sexy.
Yeah.
That's a sexy little thing. I just watched an episode of Younger where Hilary Duff's character says that she's a New Yorker and she carries a toothbrush and extra panties in her purse all the time. And I thought,
yep,
I didn't do that in New York. Yeah. But like, now that I'm thinking about it, plenty of reasons mm-hmm. why I should have.
Oh, yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know. It reminds me of when I used to work across from an Ann Taylor loft, and I was like sort of seeing this guy who would like G-chat me and like be like, come over after work, and then I would have like go like get another outfit because I had to wear like a suit to work at this job. Mm-hmm. And so instead of just like being a normal person and like putting clothes in my office in case someone wanted to have sex with me at the end of the day, I would just constantly be going to Ann Taylor Loft and like buying blouses, which uh-huh. like, by the way, wasn't super hot for my sex life. But like,
yeah.
But like, yeah, preparation is everything. Like having things on the go is great.
I can't even tell you how many times I've pulled over and had to go into like TJ Maxx and buy a new outfit for whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
I poured something all over myself. Yes. I shit my pants. Like whatever. Yeah.
And those are the two things, really.
Run the gamut. Yeah,
run the gamut.
I mean, you never know. I'm eating on my way to an audition. I spill pasta sauce all over me and I shit my pants.
Yes.
You never know.
I either was in a book or was on a podcast or was on a show. It was like somewhere in like the world of entertainment. Someone said something to the effect of like, every time you leave your house, you should be prepared to run into your ex-boyfriend or your ex-girlfriend or your ex-partner. And I was like, that is just a lot of work. Like, you're telling me that means I have to shower every time I leave the house. You're telling me that means I have to put
goals.
A face.
No, but that is goals. Because I've run into
goals.
People where when I literally looked.
100%.
Yeah.
And that's horrifying because it'll never happen again. And if, you know.
Right.
You could turn back time.
There was this one really attractive friend of mine. Friend as in like barely knew each other. But
yeah, said hi once. Okay.
Yeah. And we went to the same college. And I, every time I'd run into him, I'd be in the same outfit. It was like coincidental. And I'm like, this motherfucker's going to think I only have one outfit.
Yes.
It was like getting comical. I would run into him once every couple
Did
of months.
Did he ever notice? Notice these things? Was he a gay man?
I feel like no, but I feel like after a while, how could he not?
Yeah, he just like sees you as this person wearing these clothes, like Doug Funny.
Do you remember those like t-shirt fabric scrunchy skirts from
the mid-2000s? Of course, 2005. Yeah.
Yes, I had a pink one, and then I would always wear it with this one tee. And every time I'd run into that motherfucker, I had it on. It was like, and I'd be like, it's almost destiny. Like, if
those
I wear this outfit, he's going to appear.
Those were those like flouncy skirts that like folded over at the top.
Yes. And if you hit a gust of wind, not good.
It
and
was
of course,
the end
we were
of that.
All wearing thongs because
of course.
Underwear with a bag didn't exist in 2005.
Yeah. You were always wearing floss and then you were always wearing like flats.
Yes. Flip flops or ballerina flats.
Ballerina flats, maybe Uggs, depending on where you were.
Yes.
It's really true. So I don't know that I can commit to being the level of hot that I would want to be running into anyone I used to date, but I could commit to having discreet poopery on me.
Right. Yeah. Listen.
Honestly.
Elevate your life.
Elevate my life. I want everyone to think I shit essential oil. That's really the goal.
Yes.
You should take every
exactly.
You should take every shit like your ex-boyfriend's walking into the stall.
I mean, truly. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's poopery. What if you are in Europe and it's an all-gender bathroom?
Totally.
And you have to shit and you walk out in the hot Fabrizio.
And then Fabrizio's back.
He's back. He enters the bathroom and he gets a whiff of this beautiful oil blend and he looks
like,
over at you.
Oh,
and he's
who
like,
is that woman?
The woman whose shit doesn't stink. Oh, ho, ho.
Please, monsieur.
And he tells his tale to his grandkids someday of the alluring woman.
And that's how you meet your husband. And that's how you move to Italy. Don't mess up your life. Don't mess up your life. I'm not going to. This
aspirational shits.
Aspirational shits. I mean, truly, like, we are going back into the world of public bathrooms. It has been a while.
It's been a while.
Oh, I love that recommendation. It makes me sort of embarrassed of mine, which is, like, so... the opposite of it's like the most boring
Well, we need that. We need a balance. We need a balance.
Jackie's always keeping it sexy, and I'm always keeping it, I can't like think of the word, but like just not sexy.
Functional.
That's right.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I always bring a duffel bag in my bag, an empty duffel bag or an empty beach bag.
Yep.
One I have no attachment to.
Yep.
One that has mesh so that sand doesn't get in my bag because there's nothing worse, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And it has saved me more times than I can count because you always go on vacation, or I don't want to assume, I always go on vacation with my like cutest bags.
Yep.
And sort of having these sort of fantasies of like me and my cute, like, I don't know, bringing like a Goyard bag to like the beach. You know, that looks fun in theory.
Right.
But you don't want to like, you don't want to have like an act. Like, you don't want your good, nice stuff.
Yeah, getting sanded up.
Sanded up, sunscreen smears, you know, food.
Or lost.
Lost.
Stolen.
Stolen. Pissed
misplaced.
On.
Misplaced.
Misplaced. That's right. So I always bring an extra duffel in my carry-on. In my carry-on luggage. Because A, if you buy anything when you're on vacation, you can put your, like, it's always big enough that you could conceal your actual purse inside of it. So it still counts as a carry-on, but then it's like not your actual suitcase. You can, I don't know, I always, or like even if you don't have anything to put in it, like you can put your dirty clothes in it and then keep that separate from your clean clothes. I don't know. It's a functional recommendation. It's nothing like, you know, to go poopery, but.
Right. Well, I think they go hand in hand.
I mean, you can put it, the poopery in it. I'll tell you that.
That's what I'm saying. It's always a great travel duo.
It's like a $10 bag, you know, $15 or whatever. And like it has, like there's nothing interesting about it. Like I don't get one with color. Right. I don't get one
that's
with designs.
Then nobody's going to want to steal it.
No one wants it. That's right. And there's always like a pocket for the hotel key or your phone. And I also recently, to go with it, I got a waterproof phone case that you like put in the little bag and then it seals up. Because I don't want to, like, I know me and I have ruined, I've never dropped a phone in my life. Do you know that about me? I've never, ever had a cracked screen. Not once in my life. And now that I've said it, you know that phone is going down. But I've definitely had waterlogged phones.
Yeah.
So along with my duffel bag for my stuff, I've brought essentially a duffel bag for my phone.
Smart.
I want to take some water
in the
back
the other day and it's still not sounding right.
Did you put it in rice?
No, because iPhones are waterproof now, but to a certain amount of feet.
They say that. But I don't know that that's true because I've definitely gotten my phone watery and it's like,
well,
when I go to listen
working,
to something later.
But the speaker's kind of fucked up.
Well, I mean, that's not waterproof then.
Exactly.
Right?
I agree. Fucking Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, there he is again. Look what happened to him.
Oh, man.
We killed him. Me and Jackie together. Yeah, I mean, that's fucked up. If you guys agree that it's a phone isn't waterproof if you can drop it in water and then the speaker breaks. Please let Tim, don't tell us. Tell Tim Cook. We already agree with you.
Yes.
So what did you do? What'd you do with your phone?
Nothing. I kind of blew into the speakers, which probably wasn't good.
Yep.
I was like.
Excellent. Just push the water like, further back.
And it's sort of sounding better, but I need a new phone anyway. So whatever.
Okay.
It hit the bottom of the bath completely. And it took me a good couple of seconds to realize it because I heard a dunk.
Oh my God, I hate that.
Sitting next to me, and then I was like, scrounging through the water, pulled it. But an old iPhone, that would have been a death sentence. It would have been completely.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So we've come a long way, but we've got a long way to go yet.
That's true. That's true.
And I'm excited about my shitty duffel bag because I won't feel bad about it if it gets all fucked up. And then I can just right, be like,
or if it turns out, sometimes when you're traveling, you got to make quick decisions. Like, do I need to bail on this?
Right.
At the airport, you're like,
do I have to run?
I accidentally packed a huge thing of sunscreen or something that I have to throw out. Like, you're ready to move with a shitty bag.
Yes, that's true. That is so correct. Have you ever had to get rid of something beloved at the security line?
I don't think I have, but Ben had to.
Oh my God.
Oh, he had just bought a new Tatcha, the big Tatcha cleanser. He just bought the big one. QVC did this like anniversary Tatcha oil and it was huge. He had to get rid of it.
Why did Ben bring that with him? No offense to Ben. No, what was he thinking?
It was an oversight. It was, you know, sometimes when you're packing.
He just got excited. He wanted to bring his like Costco Tatcha oil.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely not on purpose. And he ended up giving it to one of the TSA agents. I think she was like, excuse me, can I have that? And I was like, honey, I see you. She was probably a honey.
She was probably a honey.
I mean,
well, I'm happy for her, but Ben, come on.
I know. I was shaking my damn head at that for sure.
SMDH at Ben. Yes. Wow. Oh, that's sad. Those Tatcha things, they don't, that's not something to fuck around with. That's expensive.
It was expensive. It was discounted because it was some kind of deal, but it still was, you know, $60. And then of course we land and he doesn't have oil cleanser anymore. And what does he do? Come to me. Jackie hooked me up. So I gave him mine and now he's off the Tatcha because he loves mine so much.
What's yours?
Juniper and Pine, which is a woman-owned brand. Wow. I believe she's in Texas. She's in one of the southern states, but it smells like papayas. It's delicious. Okay. And it's an indie brand. They only have like 3 products, but the oil cleanser is the next level.
I mean,
and so now Ben is on that.
I'm a Tatcha like loyalist devotee. Yes. I get it. I'd love to try yours, but it would be hard pressed to get my Tatcha away from me. But I do. You. I am very. Yeah, I don't bring anything like in its package onto the plane because you know that like some stuff goes through like security if TSA is not interested in it. But I bet they saw that big Tatcha and they were like, we are going to confiscate that.
That's right.
I
would.
I would
maybe
too.
I should get a job at TSA.
I was just going to say.
Check out everyone's products.
You could get some guns, some Tatcha. I bet there's like a Le Maire. And, you know, people are coming back on the planes. They forget the rules. There's going to be like a lot of stuff happening.
I'm telling you. And I bet sometimes, like I said, people are in a hurry. Or they're not thinking.
Right.
I remember one time I brought my water bottle and I completely forgot.
Totally. Did you chug it?
And I just chugged it. Of course I did. Of course.
Good for the skin. Good for the skin.
Well, then you have to use the plain bathrooms, which I'm not a big fan of.
That's right.
But you do what you got to do.
I have never peed on a plane. It's fun for me to say. I'm afraid.
Really?
I'm totally afraid.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever flown overseas?
Mm-hmm. I just don't pee. I think my body knows my fear. I pee like 6 times before we leave. I empty out. I don't really drink anything on the plane, which is bad.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm overly misting myself because like my insides are so dehydrated. Yep. I try to
compensate. Think that's smart. And I went, when I flew to Japan, I believe it was a 13 and a half hour flight. The woman in the aisle seat never got up once. And I remember being like, goals, lady.
That's me.
Like you are bladder goals.
100%. I'm not afraid. Like, no, nothing against an airplane bathroom other than the fact that when I was little, I thought it would suck me up, obviously, and dump me out into the ocean because what else do you think? And it's just a little claustrophobic.
They're not the best experience.
No.
You know?
I mean, talk about a travel poopery in necessity.
I have gone in after somebody before and it is a horrific experience. Horrific.
You know, thank God for the face masks. That's like that's going to help us.
Yeah.
Like, that's going to help us for a long time.
Yes.
I can't even imagine. I mean, now that we're so aware of germs. How germs are spread, can you believe we were ever
our
on
whole
planes
world is
with
set up? I'm telling you, our whole world is set up to spread germs. Everything, touching everything all
disgusting.
The time.
Disgusting.
It's ableist and disgusting. And I'm hoping that this has taught the world that we need to completely replan how we open doors, how we interact with stores and buy things and touch things. It's revolting.
How we act when we're sick, like just stay home and then also
wear
pay people to stay home, wear a mask, give everybody sick leave, don't make people come to work. It's ridiculous.
That was the only good thing that came out of this horrific experience was I didn't get sick last year. I didn't catch a cold. I always catch colds.
Right. Well, that's the scary part is that I think the first time all of us get our first cold back, gonna be rough.
Yes.
We're all going to think
that. Oh, you know what's insane?
What?
I was at a party last weekend. I'm fully integrated back into society.
Yes, you really are.
Los Angeles County is vaxxed up. And we're just, people were going, hi, I'm so-and-so.
With the handshake.
And I'm like, what is fucking wrong with you? Did you learn nothing?
Oh my God.
Let's not shake hands anymore.
I will never touch another human for as long as I live.
Almost every person I met stuck out their hand.
I would prefer to give a hug.
Caroline's face.
That's disgusting. Ew, your hand. I would be like, where have you been? What have you been doing? Ew.
I'm telling you, have we learned nothing?
Have we learned nothing?
You know what I should have done? I should have handed them a poo-pourri spray.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just said, you know what? This
you
is
need
me.
This. Yeah, you need just, this.
You know what
I mean?
Tell. Like, instead of me insulting them with, you know, turning down, I should just say, here's a gift.
Yeah, what a heathen.
And I wouldn't have to touch them.
Oh, that is gross. I want to do elbow bumps forever.
I don't even want to do anything. I just want to, we look each other in the eye and we nod. Hello.
We nod. Hello. Right.
How
Hello.
Are you?
How are
nice
you?
Nice to see you.
Right. You don't need to shake hands to meet.
No.
Oh, I haven't shook a hand in a while. I don't want to, but I haven't done it in a while.
I have no desire to ever shake a hand again.
Oh, well, you guys.
If anyone meets me, I love you. I want to meet all the geezers. Yeah. I want to meet all the honeys. Just do me a solid.
Do
no
not
hands.
Touch her. Yeah, no hands.
No.
Hands-free meeting.
Hands-free
meeting. Oh, my God. Now that we've just unlocked the singing, it's all I want to do. All I want to do.
Wait.
Is sing some songs.
Are
what?
You familiar with Dashboard Confessional?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay,
I'm
so
33.
Hands down.
Yeah. Hands-free.
This is the best song
I can ever remember.
Yeah.
Don't shake my hand or I'll fucking kill you. Oh my gosh.
We can work on that.
I love that. Dashboard Confessional. Is that the, they also did, your hands were everywhere.
Yes.
So don't come
Branding
and shake my You guys, it is such a treat for you to be able to
just
listen
so you know,
to this.
Just so you know, Caroline, because you love to text me Nashville cover ideas, I've already done two Dashboard songs. I did Screaming Infidelities.
Of course.
Yeah, I did Screaming Infidelities, and I did, oh God, it just was in my head.
In my head.
What was the other one?
In your head.
I did Vindicated. I did I'm Natch Beauty. I am gorgeous. I am hot. People loved it.
Oh, man. So, I would be definitely like, that is amazing.
Yeah.
You guys, I literally almost swerved off the road because Zombie by the Cranberries came on the radio and I was like, oh, I have to text Jackie. This would be a perfect cover song. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Have you done Zombies by the Cranberries? And I had the lyrics ready, and then she literally sent me back a voice note that was like, yes, and then she sang the exact lyrics I was thinking of.
Yep.
One day I'll get you. One day I'll get you a song that you haven't done.
I don't solicit my listeners for ideas. Some shows do that. I don't blame them because it is a lot of work, to be honest.
No, but you like to be in control of the show.
Well, I'll take a suggestion, sure.
Of course.
But you know, I try. I work my ass off. The covers are really important to me.
The covers are important. I love them. I just, like, if you guys thought we were kidding about our karaoke show.
Oh, no, it's in the
we're
works.
We're not.
It's
in
pre-production.
We haven't talked about it since, but we're still excited about it.
It's in pre-production.
It's in pre-production, which is sort of the time you spend not talking about it before you start talking about it. That's pre-pro. And that's in the biz. All right, you guys, thanks for listening again. We will link to everything, including the discreet poopery little thing, which is so amazing. My shitty duffel bag that you can bring and then not feel anything any which way about. We will link to, what else did we talk about? Oh, the phone case, the underwater phone case. We'll just link to everything. And then if you missed last week's episode with our favorite plane travel items, we'll link to those too, because why not?
Yes.
And as Jackie says, I'm great at links.
Yep.
So we'll see you guys for another episode next Tuesday on the Natch Butte feed. And then the Tuesday after that on the G-Thanks feed. You guys know how it goes. Subscribe to both. You'll never miss an episode. And we want to hear from you. So just
and with that,
get in touch.
I'd like to end on a song.
Okay. All right.
Poopery.
Poopery.
Smelly.
Spray it.
Spray
it. It's in the toilet. In the toilet. Poopery. Spray. All right. you guys, again, a privilege for you to hear that. And we will see you for another episode next week. Goodbye. Goodbye. We love you.